In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A few Sundays ago, we talked about the first of the 15 Psalms of Ascent. And the first psalm talked about how we have to realize that we're in a mess, we're lost, and that without God's help, we're going to stay there. We have to have God's help to get out of there. So we depart from the world and begin the journey to the heavenly Jerusalem, but we do so with the awareness that the journey is going to be hard and that it's going to be long and that we have enemies that are going to war against us as we make this journey. In the second of these psalms, which is Psalm 120 in the Orthodox Psalter, but 121 in a Protestant Bible, we take the next step. In this psalm, we learn that to have the strength to make this journey, we have to look to God as the one who is going to help us, keep us, shelter us, and guard us for the long and difficult journey. It begins, "I have lifted up mine eyes to the mountains, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who hath made heaven and the earth." As we start out on this journey to the heavenly mountain of Zion, we lift up our eyes toward heaven, which is the goal of the journey. If you were a pilgrim that were on your way to Jerusalem, you would see this mass of mountains off in the distance. You would know that somewhere, maybe behind some of the peaks that you're looking at, there's the mountain of Zion where the temple lied and where God was especially present. But then it goes on to say that he's the maker of heaven and earth, so he's not just a God who's limited to one place, but he's the God who made everything that we see around us, who made us, everything in the world. He's not just up in heaven or in a faraway temple, but he's everywhere present and fills all things. "Give not thy foot unto moving, and may he not slumber that keepeth thee. Behold, he shall not slumber, nor shall he sleep, he that keepeth Israel." So the psalmist is sort of talking to himself at this point. He says, "Give not thy foot unto moving." In other words, make sure that you don't stumble. And then he says a prayer, "And may he not slumber that keepeth thee." We're supposed to walk on the narrow way, and the psalmist is praying that God would keep him on that way and that we would not be allowed to stumble. And when we talk about "may he not slumber that keepeth thee," it would seem to us, if we get off the narrow path and separate ourselves from God, that God is distant, that he doesn't hear us. But then he goes on to say, "Behold, he shall not slumber, nor shall he sleep, he that keepeth Israel." God never sleeps. He's on the job 24/7, all the time. And when it talks about how he keeps Israel, Israel is the church. It's the church of the Old Testament, and it's the church of the New Testament. And when we stay on the narrow path, that means we are in a right relationship with the church, and therefore we know and we can trust that God is not going to slumber, nor shall he sleep, and that he's going to keep us. He shall keep Israel. "The Lord shall keep thee, the Lord is thy shelter at thy right hand. The sun shall not burn thee by day, nor the moon by night." God will be to us like a shelter that provides us protection from the burning sun and from the dangers of the night. And he'll protect us both in times of prosperity, which is symbolized by the daytime, and in times of adversity, which is symbolized by the nighttime. As we war against our spiritual enemies, he's going to be at our right hand as we fight. Just like in ancient warfare, you stood in a phalanx and you depended on the people that were on your side to be there with you, because if a line broke, you weren't going to win. But if you have God at your right hand, then you know that you're absolutely invincible, that there's nothing that can possibly happen that can harm you. "The Lord shall keep thee from all evil. The Lord shall guard thy soul. The Lord shall keep thy coming in and thy going out from henceforth and forevermore." Though many evils assail us in this life, God will deliver us out of all our tribulations. Psalm 33 says, "The Lord will redeem the souls of his servants, and none of them will do wrong that hope in him." And the Lord is not simply going to keep us some of the time, but from henceforth and forevermore. He will be with us at the beginning of the day, he'll be with us at the end of the day, and he's going to be with us when we start the journey and when we finish, and he's going to be with us every step of the way. And this is one of the reasons why it's important for us to begin the day with prayer, because we need to begin the day with an acknowledgement that We need God with us, and if we are in a right relationship with Him, He will be with us throughout the day. And so we want to ask for God's blessing during the day. And then at the end of the day, we want to thank God for all the blessings that He bestowed upon us in the past day, and also to ask for His forgiveness for anything that we failed to do. But then throughout the day, we should be constantly turning to God in prayer to ask Him to give us wisdom, to guide us, so that we know how we should act, how we should respond. And if we're aware that we sin, we don't have to wait till we go to confession. We should immediately confess our sins to God and trust that He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, as we're told in the Epistle of 1 John. He will always help us, keep us, shelter us, and protect us as we journey to our heavenly homeland if we simply keep our eyes fixed on Him, He that is the maker of heaven and earth. Amen.